My name is Omar Ski Ali, a.k.a. Edward Sistrunk. I'm reading an article from a dear friend of mine. It doesn't need to be repeated because it speaks for us all. It starts off, prisoner's family get Kessner the win, the current DA in Philadelphia now. And it's by Curry Shakapoon Marshall. No city poll, political commentator, or newspaper editor will tell the public that candidate Larry Kessner won the primary elections for district attorney because of billionaire George Soros' $1.5 million check, nor the endorsement of ward leaders, although it helped a great deal. No, Kessner won the Democratic primary for DA because of the 5,000 Greater Ford prisoners, families, and their coalitions who campaigned on Kessner's behalf in the city and turned out to vote for Kessner at the polls in the thousands. From the beginning of the DA's race, criminal justice reform coalitions and community organizations run by the families of prisoners formed to influence the dialogue and outcome of the DA's race around reform of the DA's office and the city's criminal justice system. Those coalitions organized town hall meetings, forums, debates, and voter registration drives throughout Philadelphia. A month before the May 16th primary elections, the coalitions conducted an impressive get-out-to-vote campaign for Kessner throughout many communities of Philly. This was a political campaign waged by Philadelphia's much-neglected grassroots working-class people, the left, a grassroots campaign financed all their dollars. Also instrumental to Kessner's primary win were the 5,000 incarcerated people at Greater Ford State Prison, whom in partnership with the criminal justice reform coalitions in Philly, played an absolutely critical role by making Greater Ford Prison one of the DA's political campaign stops. Elsa Baez and Kessner were invited to the prison. Elsa Baez attended an event at Greater Ford, while Kessner Wentz's event was canceled. And as we all know, he is now the DA of Philadelphia because of that input. Thank you very much.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.